the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
What's happening, guys? It's Duddy. Thank you again for tuning in. We have another amazing show for you today. We catch up with our good friends from the band Sideways. We have all your favorite segments, but before we get into that, I do have some big news for you guys about the future of the show. You all know my brother, the co-host of the show, Jake B. Well, unfortunately, he is going to be leaving the show. That's right. You know, as in life, sometimes we have to make hard decisions, and this was a very hard decision for him. He loves the show, he loves all you guys, but he's got a lot going on right now. He's working really hard at a lot of different things. His family's growing, and unfortunately, this podcast right now, it just doesn't fall into those plans. I completely understand. We're going to miss him. I'm sure he will be stopping in from time to time to say hi to you guys. The show will continue. This show and next week's show were both pre-recorded episodes, so my brother will still be with us. Jake, we got Jake for 2 more weeks, but after that, I believe it's January 26th, I will be doing the show alone. I will be riding solo from there on out, so thank you guys for sticking with us. It's going to be a wild ride. Hold on. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, we are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, and has a laugh. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, that's us. And oh yeah, by the way, we also have live music. I'm Jake Bushnell, a barber here in Southern California and the co-host of this show. Let me introduce you to the host, my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy Project. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy, and we do have our good friend Sideways. Was this our third time here, Jake?
Yes, second time as a full-blown interview guest, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and then the third time as like being on the show.
Yeah, going for the hat trick.
You know it's going to be a good episode. Not much in DH news going on right now. Me and Jared are in the midst of writing, you know, for the new album. We are putting together a new album. So we're just kind of doing some writing sessions right now and getting ready for that. We do next month have the Cali Vibes, which is over there at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. If you haven't gone to this show before, I believe it was called One Love the last few years. Now it's Cali Vibes, which are all four words in the 12 words that can be used to explain every single reggae.
There are 12 words. Those fit. I mean, Cali Vibes fit firmly into the 12. Those might be two of the most used of the 12 words that make up the name of every reggae festival ever. Cali Vibes. I do have to just laugh every time I say it. It is so...
It's great.
It is great. Well,
Cali Vibes, Cali Roots.
One love.
And that... Can I take umbrage? Why can we only have one? I get what they're saying. One community. Why not have 10 loves?
It's called polygamy.
Scene. We'll sing in harsh vibes.
Jake, all right. You know the melody of One Love?
What do you mean? The song?
Yeah. Do you know the melody?
Bing, bing. This one? Bing. Wait, am I wrong? Wait, no. Tell me. What's the medley? No,
I'm just saying, but like there's, the melody. You know, I don't know, but just.
One love, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah,
now sing that with 10.
10 loves.
It's not as good. It's
yeah,
not
that's
as
a
good.
Very good point. Jesus. Well, fuck me, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. So you and Jared are writing for a new album. We got the Cali One Love Vibes Fest coming out here in Long Beach, LBC. And then we've got the guys from Sideways. Just bring them on right now, right, Duddy? There's nothing else to get to?
There was, but I'll bring them on, and then we'll get into that, Jake.
Okay.
There's two things to read up there. He read one of them and then said nothing else, right?
Oh, I do see it. But it's too late. They've already been talking. So we have the singer. We've got Dustin Parks, which we call Duddy P when he's on this show, right? And then we've got Casey Kernahan.
There we go. Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Never happens.
Yeah. I think I even pronounced it right last time, and you praised me. Was this true?
Yeah.
So it's double praise. I'm stoked on
two
that.
Two for two.
We were going to tell you guys, before we brought you guys on, we were going to tell something funny that Duddy's son said, but why not tell it now that we've already introduced you to everybody? So Duddy.
Rip it.
No. So I don't know if when you guys were on, every now and then we get blessed with a Jack fact, which is my son. He says just hilarious shit. And I don't know if there was one on the show that you guys were on.
I think there was, actually. Yeah? I do remember one, yeah.
Okay, so we've had some great ones. And this isn't exactly a Jack fact. This is more Jack advice. And my wife takes him to school in the morning. And apparently a couple weeks ago, there was some show. It's either on K-Rock or like 98.7. And it's like their morning show they do where they play music and they have like the guys that talk. They play a segment called The Morning Mess. And it's one of those like cheating things where like someone calls in like, oh, my boyfriend's been cheating on me and I found out this way, or they help the person like catch their fucking other one cheating or whatever.
Fake radio cheating whatever. Stories. We've all heard.
We've heard these things. So my son, 10 years old, well, he'll be 10 in February. He like loves this show now. So every morning he's like, we got to get up. He's like always telling my wife, he's like, we got to get up by this time so I can catch the morning mess. You know, he's like, loves it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's insane. Right. So my wife comes back after dropping him off the other day and she goes, oh my God. She goes, listen to what Jack says. So they're listening to The Morning Mess, and it was a girl calling in and just telling a story about her boyfriend, you know, and it was, which she did one of the most fucked up things. Like, I've heard this go down before. It's like, don't do that. This is messed up. So she's a bitch as well. But she did the where she's like, I was at a party and my boyfriend was really drunk. So I had my, you know, hot friend go like hit on him and see if, and ask him if like he wants to go home with her. Like, that's already kind of fucked up. Like, don't put your man in that position on purpose. Like, yeah, you know,
he's so wasted. You're setting him up.
He's wasted. And apparently, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm down, you know. Yeah. Yeah, right.
You still shouldn't do that.
Either. You both suck. You should not be together.
If this isn't trapping.
And he's
that's
a cheater.
Bullshit.
Yeah. This isn't trapping. But it's entrapment. But yeah, so horrifying. Whatever. So, there, you know, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, but my wife tells me like that my son's like, well, you know, if he really was drunk, you know, like I can see that. But if he was sober, that's a red flag.
Dude, no way. So for all the listeners out there, Duddy's 9-year-old son. If you send your hot friend over to a drunk dude and he goes home, if he's wasted, still be with that man, according to your 9-year-old son. It's not his fault totally. But if he was sober,
that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Wow. That's a Jerry Springer episode in the making.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Of course, I can picture him saying it. And I can't wait to see him when we get together for Christmas so I can make fun of him endlessly for that. Yeah, and it'll be great. So
he's great. He always says great shit, but enough about that.
What a gangster.
So he always says great shit. He always says great ass shit.
So Sideways, dude, since you guys were last in, we you guys were on tour.
We did a summer tour. Actually, our first like full US summer tour.
Nice one.
With Cashed Out and Bikini Trill.
Yep.
We were here last time, Bikini Trill.
They both guests of the show.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we were here for the anniversary, right? The anniversary show.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking awesome time, man. It was so rad to travel and see everything, see all the states, and it was really cool.
So was that the longest tour as well?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like eight weeks.
Once you get around that month, that's when you really start to kind of like see who's cut out for it or not.
Absolutely. Some hit their stride and some.
Are we going to do this or are we not going to do this?
We held it together. No strangles, strangulations or anything like that. We did good.
Nice, nice. But you did tell me that you had something happen on this tour.
Yeah, I mean, so Casey and I have the same birthday, and the tour ended on our birthday, and like, you know, we were partying the whole time, but that night we were like, let's fucking go for it. We partied super fucking hard, and then I think it was the next day we got a hotel in Myrtle Beach because we love Kenny Powers and we've never been to Myrtle Beach. So you guys watch Eastbound and Down. So we're like, we have to go to Myrtle Beach, get a hotel and just like fucking tear it up. And so we get down there. I get this like hotel for dirt cheap. You get like a three bedroom kind of like suite and it's like $120. I'm like, how's this possible?
Giving it away.
Got three pools, three hot tubs on the beach. And I'm like, why is this so cheap? And we get there and it's like family kids galore, just screaming, running around. We're like pretty hungover. And so we're like, fuck it, let's just like, you know, party super hard. And we drank our asses off. And the next day we had to get another night because we were just brutally hungover, couldn't move, shakes.
No chance of getting in the van.
And you guys are supposed to be driving home at this point.
We were like, we need another night just to like cure the hangover. And like, I went outside and I heard a screaming
on
kid.
And I was like, I need to go back.
We're in this dark room. Like, it's like beautiful weather out, and we're like in our covers. Like, dude, we got to get out of here. And so me and Casey are like in the same room, and he's in the next room over, and we're watching TV or whatever, like both calming each other down. Like, we're gonna be fine, man. Everything's gonna be okay. Like, we just got the shakes, whatever. Bud. And then all of a sudden, Jeremy comes in from the other room with his hand on the door and goes, dude, I don't feel good, man. Like, I don't know if we need to go to the hospital or not. And it was just, we started dying laughing because we were like, dude, we just like calmed down.
Well, it was also me and him were in each bed, and I was kind of thinking, like, fuck, dude, I don't, like, I might need to go to the hospital. Like, I don't really know. Like, it's definitely a thought in my mind. Yeah. And Dustin's seeing it too. And then Jeremy comes out and is like, there's a chance. Like, I might need to go to the hospital. Like, I don't know. Like,
Jeremy, what happened?
Jeremy, we just calmed down, dude. Yeah. All of a sudden, now all our anxiety is going through the roof.
It was one of those things where I was kind of like, well, if he's down, I'm down to the hospital. Like, I don't know.
We're all three dying.
Maybe. Well, what's your problem? We just don't feel good.
Did you even attempt like hair of the dog?
No, we did it all.
Tall cans in the room and like
detox is a retox.
Making the biggest joke like, oh yeah, what if like all three of us sideways guys just went to the hospital?
That's so good.
Well, the dilemma is,
oh my god,
three-fourths of the band sideways was admitted to the hospital for drunken.
I still don't know why Jeremy needed to go to the hospital.
We were just all on a heater.
Me and Casey were in the same room and he's in the next room over, so he had no one to calm him down or anything to talk to. So all of a sudden he comes in and goes, I need help, guys.
That is true. If you're hungover alone, then you panic. If you're hungover with someone else and you're both you both feel like shit.
Yeah.
You want that misery loves company, I guess is the quote, right? And it's true. Yeah. You didn't have anybody. Poor Jeremy didn't have anybody.
And in a shitty hotel room, out on the road, it like sucks.
It was the come down too, the whole tour, and it was our birthday.
8 weeks,
we might hit some party favors and all that. Didn't help.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Like, who you're hungover with where. Like, if you're hungover with like your chick in your comfortable house and you're like ordering food and watching fucking Netflix or something, you're like, all right, being hungover ain't so bad. This is kind of nice, you know?
It was the worst. We went down like to the pools. We're like, all right, we'll sweat it out. We'll get in the hot tub. You look in the hot tub, there's like four Band-Aids floating around. There's just nothing. Like 300-pound dudes with tribal tattoos. It's just Kenny Powers in this fucking place. And we're like, it was the worst. No offense to, what was it, North or South? Where is it? North Carolina. No offense, North Carolina.
Myrtle Beach parties, dude.
Myrtle Beach. I don't know. I never want to step back. Yeah.
Gnarly. We've talked about it a billion times on the show. It's a billion. Wait, what?
That's not Florida.
Oh, no. That's South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach is one of the Carolinas.
It's one of the Carolinas.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, in my mind, I keep picturing Florida the whole time, which is swelteringly hot. Was it that there?
Florida is much better. Yeah.
It's still horrible in that way. That's what I was thinking. It's hard to go outside anyway.
Yeah. We all got COVID in Florida.
Oh, so that's good.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
we did.
So
we,
anything else could happen on the tour, boy? Yeah, it was a great tour.
Did you guys miss some shows?
We should have just gave up.
We had to cancel. So we got COVID. So the tour started in Florida. So we drove out to Florida.
By the way, never start your tour in Florida during COVID.
Drive from California to Florida, And then we're playing beer pong with the cashed out horn section. And then the next day they go, hey, our horn player's got COVID. I was just sharing fucking pong cups with that guy. And so, And so we finished Florida or whatever. And so we get to Corpus Christi and our bass player, Daniel, was like, hey guys, I'm not like feeling so hot. And we're like, oh, whatever. It's just the heat. Like you're dehydrated, whatever. And it gets a COVID test. Positive, and I was like, well, I just shared a twin bed with him last night, and we were all in a hotel room and beds for 8 hours, you know, we're in the van for 8 hours a day kind of thing. And so we canceled all of our Texas dates, but if we didn't get it in Florida, we would have 100% got it in Texas, you know, so didn't stand a chance. so we canceled Texas. So we drove to Florida, we played five shows in Florida, drove back to California, and then started back
Pretty much we drove to Florida, played five shows, and drove back to California.
I just still can't get over the horn players having COVID. Because if you don't know as a horn player for several shows, you're just out there
everywhere. They're spitting everywhere,
dude. It's the most projectile way to get COVID out into the open is blowing through a saxophone.
What a fucking dick. He knew he had it.
What was that? What did they call it? It was a spray zone, or was like,
oh, the spray zone. Are you talking about like the first three rows of a concert?
Or like, you know, I remember when COVID first happened, it was like, it was a super spreader. That was more of just an event.
Yeah. Any event was a super spreader.
But yeah, he's just the whole guy.
Just out there.
He's just shooting that across the room.
Remember Gallagher, the old comedian that would just bash fucking watermelons on stage, and then the whole first rows had a, like, they would come with, do you guys know this?
There was
a comedian when we were younger. We're older than you boys. Luke, what are you fucking cross-contaminating the cast?
Luke is talking to me mid-show. He's saying that Gallagher sends Luke emails?
Yeah, all right, that's songs he writes. hyper unimportant, but there was a comedian named Gallagher who smashed watermelons on stage, and it would go all over the front row, and that was part of his gag. And they would come with plastic sheets. Anyway, that's what you'd have to do with the horn playing COVID band. All right, anything else horrifying about the tour? Any highlights, guys?
We're great. I think
this is the most honest.
It's highs and lows.
And I bar hopped the entire United States.
It was like a martini tour. We got a martini.
Yeah, martini tour just good food, good restaurants. I've been a bartender in restaurants forever, so it was like pretty rad to just like go to restaurants and just kind of just try all the food out and all that stuff. That's the highlight for me.
That's my favorite part of the show.
I love playing the shows too. But
I will say, so the tour started in Florida. So we drove back, and then it ends in North Carolina. And so Daniel, our bass player, on the last show had flown home to go to his wedding. It was like the day before or something like that.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah. It was like day before his wedding. So it was us three.
COVID, buddy.
It was us three on this bender in Myrtle Beach or whatever. And so we're driving the van back from Myrtle Beach to California, and we stopped through Texas, which is where my girlfriend lives. So we stayed there for a couple of days, and we're driving this van back, and the check engine light's been on for like most of the tour. And the cash out guys who like know their way around an engine are like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, you can run that thing into the ground. You can sleep
well.
It's what they're built for, man. So we get 2 hours outside of Fort Worth in this town called Clydesville.
Spelled like sideways too, right? Yeah. We're in a C-Y-D.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Meant to be.
Calling, we're going to break down here.
And driving this thing, and all of a sudden, gas pedal doesn't work. This thing, you know, RPM shoot up, whatever. So luckily we had enough momentum to roll off to the exit. And then we're just stuck in this shit Texas town.
Sorry, Clydesville.
Yeah, sorry. Can we add that? Yeah.
I think it's small enough, but they won't.
Yeah, it's 300 population.
This
it's
podcast like a, actually has a huge fan base there.
It's definitely a Texas chainsaw.
I think it was called besides Clydesville. Anyway, it was this fuckhead town.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
But anyway, so this van totally takes a shit. And so it's me, Dustin, and Jeremy. And so we like get it towed to this, I don't know, fucking mechanic or whatever.
Of some sort.
Yeah, and it was Labor Day. And then
we also walk like 4 miles down the freeway just to find it.
Four miles. Yeah.
The saddest walk. Anything.
Yeah.
You ever drive by someone?
Yeah. I think we stopped in like got tall cans just to like.
You have to.
Round back. Texas in August, just as bad as it gets, you know? And so we get to the mechanic and they're like, hey, it's Labor Day weekend. And we're booked up. And this is on like a Sunday. We can get to it next Monday. And we're like, all right, well, what do you think it is? And they're like, probably about $6,000. You know, that's what we're looking at.
They're like, yeah, man, the light's been on. You should have.
According to the computer, the light's been on for 3 months.
Yeah, so $6,000?
Can't get to it till next week.
It's 7 days or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Next Monday.
Next Monday. And so we're like, holy shit, like there's just no way.
We're living out in Clyde, Texas. We're living here.
I
want to talk about this tour forever. Continue.
It was a good first one on the belt.
And so then we walk another like 3 miles, you know, alongside the highway. It was like a Joe Dirt. Just three shirtless guys trucking to some U-Haul rental, which was this guy who owned like a farm who happened to have a couple U-Haul trucks. But it was like the ones with the big beds. Is like a 20-foot U-Haul because you can't take a U-Haul truck out of state lines or something like that. So whatever. So we have this 20-foot U-Haul with a 6-foot trailer. You know, we had to get it and go get our trailer.
Oh, wow.
6-foot fucking trailer is the stupidest looking scene.
There's nothing in the bed for the U-Haul.
Nothing in the bed,
Because you couldn't take a U-Haul truck.
Truckers were passing you going, what the fuck?
We couldn't get a truck, like, out of state. We couldn't bring it to
you
California.
Can't get, like, a pickup truck. Yeah. You need to get these
like jackasses, dude.
It's so fucking stupid. And so.
And, yeah.
And wait, now you're all sitting in the front.
The middle seat fucking sucked, dude.
Yeah, if you've ever been in a U-Haul, it's three seats like
straight
this.
Up.
Yeah. So you're sardine for another 24 hours.
I can't feel my legs. It was brutal.
And so we had to pull over in like Arizona or something like that. And we were like, all right, let's just sleep in the bed of this U-Haul because there's nothing
in it. Let's utilize the bed.
So we camped out in the back of it. And then actually the Iration guys were making fun of us because they watched our Instagram story. And they're like, oh, been there, done that. Because we had me and Jeremy at least had beds like in this U-Haul with nothing in it. And then attach our trailer. It's like, we fucking look like idiots.
But yeah, the big concern is that someone's going to come and shut this
lock your trailer. That's what I was scared about.
I slept in the fucking cab of the U-Haul, just in case
someone
has
to be on the outside.
We asked him to see on the outside because I was worried. I'm like, what if I wake up and like it's closed? I can't get out.
As soon as Arizona sun comes up,
didn't happen.
Yeah,
we'd have to wake up Casey.
But that's the kind of shit you look back and remember. Like honestly, you remember like that night we slept in the back of that fucking U-Haul truck in the middle of nowhere. Like that
was honestly the best sleep I've had that whole tour. Though
I bet. Yeah, you probably had more room.
It was like
tons of.
Pitch black. Oh, it was great.
But so we left it there, and then it belongs to our bass player Daniel. So he had to fly back out to Texas to pick it up when the repairs were done and drive it back solo from.
Nobody was like,
and it ended up being a lot cheaper than the fucking guy told us. Obviously.
$600 bucks. It's like a $6,000 quote.
Oh, so there was an extra zero.
Extra zero.
Yeah. Or they were just fucking with us.
Daniel's smart enough to go, I'm going to go check this van out and see if it's actually $6,000.
But we had to call him. It was his.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part.
It was it? Day before his wedding. So his wedding rehearsal dinner. His wedding. We call him. We're like, hey, we're stuck, broke down in this spectacular Texas town.
It was kind of like The Hangover, when they call the wife.
Yeah. and your van is broken down. They're saying it's probably about $6,000 and we can't stay here for a week.
No.
So we're getting in a U-Haul and like, we got to go.
But I hope your dinner's great tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Like, congratulations. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So sorry to put this on you, but what do you want to do, man?
Yeah. All is the van's back.
Made it back
in one or two pieces. I don't know.
Again.
Beautiful.
The most honest tour review of all time. How's the tour? It was great. It was fun. What happened? Boom.
Yeah. It was funny. It was like, tell us about the tour. I didn't hear one thing about a show.
No.
Oh, no. Because you get the show. You play the show.
The show was great.
Here's my favorite. At the show.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what happened at the show.
Yeah.
My favorite is some of the highlights in the tour.
Because the shitty stuff is way over the highlights. Because that's just way more funny.
Listeners, what do you want to hear us say? It was great. It was great to see everyone out there. No, they want to know that
you guys
almost didn't make it.
You want to hear the downside of what we want to hear. That's what you want to hear.
Speaking of downsides, what do you guys have planned for 2022?
We will be.
Let's keep it plummeting here.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for this, guys. They told us more about it.
Well, we had a excellent winter tour that is going to be postponed till next year.
So our friends from a particular island that shall remain nameless.
Going to town. Hopefully it happens next year, but we will be on a spring and summer tour.
Spring and summer. We got our album coming out in spring or summer. I don't know.
Yeah. Album's coming out. And also, we were actually submitted to the Dirty Head Summer Tour. So if you guys want to reach out and harass Duddy to put us on,
that would be fantastic.
DMs to Duddy on
Duddy. Say, we want Sideways on your summer tour, and it might happen.
Yeah, you can email me at sideways.com.
Yeah. Well, we got his phone number right here, so feel free to shoot.
Yeah. 603.
That's funny because I've been hitting my tour management up and being like, what is going on this summer? Like,
well, you figured it out. It's right in front
of you. Yeah, I guess it's us and Sideways.
I mean, I didn't. I'm the guy to tell you. Someone else can tell you that.
Hey, man, you got to shoot your shot. And, you know, hearing just the horror of this past summer, which I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun because we all, like we said, the beginning.
We had an absolute blast. The good news is
all the people in those bands are fucking the best.
Yeah.
They're all rad people. Yeah. So you had fun, but the horror stories were great. And then so that's it. 2022 winter tour, unfortunately, gone. But you guys do have an album coming out, and then you're going to tour the shit out of that.
Absolutely. Yes.
And maybe with the Dirty Heads. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
It's up to them.
It's up to them. They got to vote.
I know some people in the band. I'll talk to them.
Yeah,
but on this new album that you guys are putting out, I take it there's some songs on it?
Yes. There's a couple songs on it. Actually, the first song on the record was called Gold, and it's produced by the Dirty Heads bass player, as well as Jungle Josh.
That is awesome. Can we hear that song right now?
Absolutely.
All right, you guys, we got Sideways performing live right now. This song is called Gold off their new album, produced by none other than our own boy, Dave, from the Dirty Heads. That's right, here it is. Enjoy.
All right, this song's called Gold.
To make a little money, right? So deceiving, everything that we believe in feels within our arm's reach. We find it hard to breathe in. Now I can sit here and just preach about my life, right? Making up excuses why I'm on it in the limelight. It's so hard, everything is going wrong. Need to shut the fuck up so everyone can sing along. Waiting so long, show us what we need to learn. Sometimes I feel I should just toss away and watch it all burn. And you come my way, let my sunshine down, wanna feel okay. Well, I be living on my own, she says, so lovable, sweeter than a honeycomb. Let me be sad, she's so lovely. Always get down while she stay classy. Bright gold, not a second too old. Wanna keep you in my arms, never let you go. Thank you. tell me, me and you. Let it flow while we stay so true. I wanna know if you feel me too. Stay together till the sun burn through. Yes, I do, always loving you. Now every time I open my eyes, see what I can grab, then I rip it aside. Never any circle, never seem to arise. Maybe some way I can overcome what's inside. Help me lock down, or we can relate. Our lifestyle so good, only music can make. I like living in a dream full of wonderful noise. Up in the clouds, hear me out, a life to enjoy. But still I'm waiting so long. Show us what we need to learn. Sometimes I feel I should just toss away and watch it all burn. And you come my way, let my sunshine down, wanna feel okay. Well, I be living on my own, she says, so lovable, sweeter than a honeycomb. Let me be sad, she's so lovely. Always get down while she stay classy. Bright gold, not a second too old. Wanna keep you in my arms, never let you go. Sunshine down, wanna feel okay. Well, I be living on my own. She says, so lovable, sweeter than a honeycomb. Let me be sad, she's so lovely. Always get down while she's in classy. Bright gold, not a second too old. Wanna keep you in my arms, never let you go. Wanna keep you in my arms, never let you go.
Yes. Thank you, guys. That was amazing. Dave did that.
Yeah.
Wow. Dave, yeah.
Dave did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to really stop telling him he's worthless.
That's why it sounds so good, man.
Yeah. Dave's a sneaky guy. Like, he's always in the bushes. He doesn't say much, but then he's like a super good illustrator. He's making beats. He's kind of doing a million things. Yeah. This is Dave Farrell from the Dirty Heads. Farrell.
See, so I was going to pronounce his name, and I was like, on the way down here, I was like, is it Farrell or is it Farrell? Like, I didn't know.
It's one of those.
Farrell Williams.
It's Farrell.
Yeah. It's Farrell.
That's what I thought.
I even caught myself, because it's like, dude, it's one of those things where half the people say half the thing.
That's why I said Dave from the Dirty Heads.
Mm-hmm. Please say his last name, dude. Well, Dave should not be slapped, but I do have a few people that should, Jake.
Yes, you know how Duddy likes to slap people doing stupid things in the world, where he's going to tell us about some stupid things now. This is You Should Be Slapped.
Yeah, and this first one, it's just, I wouldn't slap you necessarily. I would slap this out of your face, and I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yes.
There's other things that you can eat.
Oh, are people, I wonder if people are guessing right now what you're about to slap out of someone's hand.
I feel like if you're walking down the street, or if you're anywhere and it is any time beyond, if you're January 1st and beyond, you cannot eat a candy cane. I'm sorry. Candy canes are for December only.
They're for, so leading up to Christmas, cane it up.
Sure.
And then you give everybody on Earth. So New Year's Eve, you're eating your last of the candy canes.
I think once it hits 12, it should be like, cool, candy canes are gone till next year in December. Like,
I actually agree with you on know, that.
When do they start? Yeah, when do they start?
Candy you canes. Could. I'll give you
after
1 month.
Thanksgiving? Or is it December?
No, just wait till December.
Wait
till December.
Yeah,
when do the Christmas lights go up in your place?
Oh, good question.
You guys, they went up a little early for me this year, and strictly because my daughter is a Christmas psychopath.
Yeah, she's into
it. She's like obsessed with it. Like at least 10 times a day, she just walks through the house and goes, I love Christmas, which is great. The Christmas vibe is always strong in our house. But no, actually, I think I put them up about December 1st-ish.
Oh, okay. No, that's
not reasonable.
That's not
like, I was thinking pre-Thanksgiving. December 1st.
No, They went on like probably around December 1st.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
It's probably Elf right now. Like, I love that
movie. No, Elf, it really is.
Elf is really good. It never gets old. We watch it every year.
I actually watched the documentary on them making Elf, and it was originally supposed to be Chris Farley. Do you guys know that?
No.
How crazy is that?
I could see that. Yeah. I could picture him doing it.
They originally wanted Chris Farley, which is so wild.
I
want
to watch that documentary.
Oh, it's so good. So I didn't know that was a thing. Shout out Netflix.
So I heard a crazy
It's really good. Yeah, and they actually have Home Alone, too, and it's really good.
Yeah, Luke. Oh, look,
the movies that made us, or whatever.
Yes, that's what it is. And they say episode. Like Home Alone. I watched that one too. It's like
I saw that.
The
one.
Reasons that it almost didn't come out.
Hold on,
and all that. Yep. Yeah, it's really good.
Well, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Vacation, I think. Oh yeah, that's top for me. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was amazing too.
Also, I think. Bad Santa, I do love as
Bad
well.
Santa's good. That's so good. You know what, man?
But Elf is right. Vacation, I think you changed because I realize I watch that one like every year too. Yeah. You know what? Coming to America.
It's not completely.
But it is.
But it is a lot of Christmas stuff going on in there. I like that one every year.
You know which one I love? I watch every year. Krampus.
See, I haven't watched it.
What?
I've never seen that one.
Do you like horror films?
So I actually, this is funny. I was actually going to ask my girlfriend because someone was talking about this the other day. I'm like, we need to watch Krampus. I've never seen it. So like, people are saying it's like pretty good.
It's surprisingly good. It's like a scary Christmas film. And it's about kind of like this Christmas demon guy.
Which
that
is
like
so, crazy.
Comes out
yeah.
if you make like a dark wish of some sort, right? Like
Christmas together.
Yeah, and it's like
Krampus. Is it Krampus or is it Krampus?
Is it Krampus?
What did you say? Krampus?
I said Krampus. It's Krampus.
It's Krampus. Fuck me, right?
I've been known to say things very wrong.
Also, as a family man, like you, definitely Elf is the
Elf
way
is great.
To go.
And
that's
another one we do every year too, which is they're good. Home Alone 1 and 2, solid flicks.
Yeah.
What about? It's technically, I guess, it's Thanksgiving. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, totally.
I mean, I know it takes place on Thanksgiving, but it's a holiday.
Oh, yeah. He's like trying to get his ass home.
He's trying to John
Candy.
God.
The rental car scene is the fucking best.
Yeah. I never saw that movie until I was like a little older, and I just appreciate the humor so much.
Oh, trying to rent a car on the holiday. Airport disaster that we're listening to on the way.
Doesn't he gets caught in a car with like a folk band or something in that movie too? I gotta watch that again, dude. I'm thinking about it.
It's great.
That's a good idea.
That's such a good one.
But I'm doing something right now because I feel like last year, Duddy, you brought up Krampus again, right?
And have you never watched it?
I watched it when it first came out. I don't remember.
Pull up the trailer, dude. I need to see this.
You really like it. Yeah. And I love horror, so I'm doing this right now.
The creature
in
it is actually like cool and creepy looking, and like there's just like there's a handful of scenes in it where just the visuals are really dope.
So like, was it a good movie?
It's a good movie. Okay. It's surprisingly a good movie, like for a like scary Halloween movie.
It came out like a couple years ago, right? Like,
it's a solid film.
It's fucking Jesus.
And also, none of us said The Grinch, which is like brutal because that's the best movie of all time.
Yeah.
But yes, this one is a horror Christmas film.
All right, so we're getting off subject.
Subject.
Is there the pronunciation thing? It looks like Krampus.
Krampus. I was saying it wrong.
But dude. Yeah, you do something. You're either like a piece of shit family or you make some weird wish or you're just all jerks and then Krampus comes.
This is a movie that you don't watch on Christmas Eve with your family, probably, the night before Christmas.
My kids, just like me, like I love horror films. My kids love horror films. So this is like, it's actually like a Christmas tradition for us. We watch fucking Krampus.
Yeah, so they're fired up about
it. Yeah, we love that thing. Christmas tradition, still can't say it right.
Yeah, whatever.
Look at that.
Yep.
My facts are true.
Where do you guys stand though? January, let's just say you're walking down the streets January 9th and you see a nice lady walking down the street. She's eating a candy cane. What's your thoughts on that?
I put a thumbs down on that. You should be starting a New Year's resolution, and you shouldn't be fucking eating candy canes.
Also, I've never seen somebody walking down the street eating a candy cane. That's like psychopath.
That's
like
Christmas.
You sharpen the end of it.
Candy canes aren't that great.
That's the only thing you could be doing.
Well, you know what? If you did happen to have a candy cane mid-January and you did sharpen it, you could stab this person.
This is a bad one, guys, because this can get out of hand.
You sharpen that candy cane, you save it till February. You want to know why? Because in February, someone's going to see you and be like, hey, Happy New Year's, bro.
We've put a cutoff on the Happy New Year.
Once February hits, do not tell me Happy New Year.
No, when's Chinese New Year? Isn't it in February?
I don't know. I am not Chinese. Gung
Hei Fat Choy?
Person Chinese check? Or not?
That's a plan. When's Chinese New Year?
Standard New Year.
I didn't say
February 1st.
February 1st. It has to be a Chinese guy.
The brains on Brad over here.
Chinese guy.
Just say be careful before you start.
Okay, so
if somebody says happy Chinese,
be careful.
But if somebody says happy Chinese New Year, fine. If they say happy New Year and you could tell they're not talking about Chinese New Year.
Exactly.
And I want them to say it like Trump, happy China New Year. That's how I'd like them to take that time and pronounce it, just so I can laugh. Yeah. Is there anything more insane than China every time? It makes me laugh every time. He's kind of my favorite comedian going right now.
Yes. Yeah, he's got great monologues when he does his presidential speech.
Hilarious. So I hope he runs again because I just want to watch the comedy show every night. He makes me laugh. His fucking timing is wonderful. China. If you're saying happy Chinese New Year, good for you. If you're saying happy America New Year, fuck off on February 1st. So there you go.
Look it. Yes. I like to rant about shit. Those were things. They were a little bit of stretches this time.
I couldn't find anyone
I really wanted to slap. So I thought for about 30 seconds, and that's what I came up with, okay?
We really tried hard on that.
That's just because I like to complain about stuff. And you know who else likes to complain about stuff, Jake?
Who?
And you know who else likes to just rant online?
Who?
Dirty Heads fans.
Oh, that's right. That brings us to Duddy's favorite. It really is the sick bastard, Duddy. This is his favorite part of the show. This is called Fan Watch, where Luke and I, we look around the internet for Dirty Head fans talking shit on the Dirty Heads. And it's not hard to find. And the funny thing is it's out there. And we like to try to find people talking shit on our guests too. And we could not find anything that we looked.
We must have deleted all.
Yeah, we have to have enough people that like your guests to talk shit on them. Yeah.
I've seen some though, for sure.
See, yeah, you guys are telling me the haters are out there. We just didn't see them, but there's plenty for the Dirty Heads, and they're quite visible. And we found in the Wicked and Wily group on Facebook, the Dirty Head fan group, we found someone. And, you know, this is like
I just
laterally hating on the Dirty Heads.
Also, what's a Wicked and Wily?
A Wicked and Wily is just the name of like the fan group on Facebook for the Dirty Heads. It's been around for, I swear, 15 years, 20. Okay, it's been around forever.
So this is what I've been posting on this whole time? Right on.
So this person, this is even better. Because look, if someone says the Dirty Heads suck now, Daddy's like, whatever. But this person's shitting on someone that was a guest rapper on one of your songs. So this is more cringy for Duddy to deal with. This person, Jake Moncrief, geez, that's a name. He posts, and cool first name though, he posts, unpopular opinion, Bum Bum is better without the second verse from Villain Park.
Interesting.
But so, Duddy.
You know what? This is the shit that pisses me off, Jake. You want to know why?
Why?
This is the shit that really gets to me. Oh. You want to know why?
Why?
You want to fucking know why?
Yep.
They're on the third verse, dude.
Oh! You get the verse right, dude.
Learn how to count your verses.
Who's on the second verse? You or Jerry?
Me.
I'm trying to. Oh! He's like, that shit's way better.
So you're
Duddy.
Villain Park.
Who's talking shit on Duddy or on Villain Park?
Who's talking shit on Jake? But here's the best part. Unpopular opinion is what Jake starts this all out with, but not so. It's actually rather split down the middle. So I took a snapshot of the first four comments, but that is a microcosm of the entire comment section because it's like half and half. The first commenter, Tara Chevalier, I would assume her last name is.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you on your unpopular opinion, and I am cleaning up the grammar for Tara. She cannot write correctly. I love it, and it looks like most do as well. So you are correct on that part. But on it, this is when she gets all philosophical. But honestly, you know, music's everything to everyone. And if you like it, you like it. But yeah. She's saying, I agree with your opinion. The next commenter, Charlie Colt, says, I swear I think this every time I hear this song. She wrote Sun, but I'll clean it up for her.
Oh, I thought she was getting gangster with that.
Yeah,
us.
Me too.
I was like, damn. Too.
Oh, yes, maybe she was. Sun. Maybe
every time I hear this song.
That's exactly what I thought too.
But here's what she writes. Jared and Duddy friggin' kill it. She wrote friggin'.
We get it. Yeah. Look at this is one of those where this isn't even cringy because this is just to each their own. Some people are gonna like some shit and some people aren't.
Who's that? Dustin Miller. Good name. Good response.
Look at that, Duddy M.
Good name. Good response.
Hey, I personally think that Villain Park and Villain Park, by the way, is it's two people. It's two guys rapping, but I thought they did a great job. I thought their verse was pretty dope. And a lot of people thought it was dope. I'm sure there's a lot of people that fucking listen to the second verse, which is me, Jake. And they probably go, this sucks. Like there's probably like one person, maybe not, but you know, I get it. This is like, how do you even respond to that? Like,
I know there's not like, much you can say.
You either like it or you don't like it. I thought they did a great job.
It's Tara and Charlie.
Yes, of course.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody is going to, you know, I'm going to trust anyone. It's someone who can't count to two or three, Jake.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Your math skills. Oh, no. This one's good. So you're right, Duddy. You know what? Light work right
there. That was light work.
You did light fucking work. But don't get all cocky because we have something else. This is the part of the fan watch segment that we call One Star Search. You guys remember Star Search?
Mm-hmm.
This is One Star Search, where we search for one star reviews of the Dirty Heads. Now we found
this is a great category. This by the way. I love this.
We found actually this time Luke found this one. It's a 2-star review, but it is fucking brutal. So Luke, ooh, scroll up and let me read this to Duddy.
Have you seen this before?
I have
seen
this review.
No.
This is reviewing.
Start crying, dude. This is another vodka soda or not?
Yeah,
the
boy's got shot.
This is by ZPD1229, and this is their review of the Swim Team album.
Ooh, the whole.
The
thing.
Album, and it says it's first of all it's titled Depressing.
Wait, but his opinion on the Swim Team album makes so much sense, right?
Or hers, I don't know. But let's see. This first line's heavy, Duddy. Is it bad that I wonder how their moms feel about this nonsense?
Hidden home.
Talking about my mom, too, there, bitch. It's depressing.
Watching Jake's mom, too, man.
Yeah. It's depressing watching my favorite band go downhill. I'll always be a fan, but for now, it's back to 311 and Sublime with Rome. Hope they eventually make a comeback with
why
what
can't
they're
it just
amazing
be all
at.
Three? You can only like two bands.
You can only like two bands at a time.
One of our favorite things that people say about you, Duddy, eventually they'll make a comeback to what they're amazing at. Reggae!
Yeah, reggae in all caps.
Yeah, like
three
you
exclamation
yeah,
points.
Sick, bro.
Excuse me, if you're going to write the word reggae out, can you please put it in red, gold, and green letters?
Yeah, have some respect. At least put the heart emoji colors after it. Yeah. This sounds more gangster than anything. She said it sounds gangster.
Not even gangster, but gangsta.
Yeah.
Gangsta. You then sound gangsta.
Then more anything? Gangsta. Like even more than like NWA no, and shit?
We need a message. Person here. Like
Beach Hood Kids, I guess.
And then
bring back the Irie vibes. Okay.
Yeah, bring back. Yeah. But before that, he, she, or they, them, they went on to attack. They said, whoever gave them 5 stars are definitely DH newbies.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Attacking the 5-star givers. I always love that, Duddy, because your first album has a lot of stuff that's not reggae too. Oh, so I don't know how you good. Guys are no, always actually, such a roots band.
I'm going to cut you off right here. Me and Casey love Insomnia.
Oh, Dirty Heads. Yeah. That's a dope one. As everyone knows, if you listen to that, you definitely are like, this is a dope reggae
that
track.
That is one of my favorite Dirty Heads songs.
Also a dope You Can't Sleep track.
Yes. Or, I Can't Sleep. That one hits me deep and I love that one.
This is great because she ends it with bring back the Irie vibes. And when I see Irie vibes, I can just think, is that the name of a reggae festival?
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be a band festival.
I mean, I hope it's your next album, Irie Vibes. Dude,
Irie Vibes.
I'm
like, bring back
I'm not gonna listen to it.
No, it's that whole last sentence is the name of our next album.
Bring back the Irie Vibes. Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Luke just told me Irie Vibes, they're gonna be in studio in 3 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought that was Irie Roots.
Well, them too.
That, them as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, okay. Creation Roots. Yeah, yeah.
We do have a band coming in next week, and I love their name so much because it threw me off. Now, they're called Urban Life. And here's the story with this band, and they're rad. They're going to be on this show next week. So Duddy and Rome have their own podcast where it's kind of a talent show. The winner of the first season for that talent show is a band, Urban Life. So Duddy's like, dude, we're going to have the band that won the Rome and Duddy show on this show. And I'm psyched because what a cool thing. And I think it's Urban Life. Urban, and I'm urban, you know, I live in the urban area, and I'm like,
urban area.
I'm an urban, you know,
suburban area.
There you go.
Or lady.
Suburban area.
Suburban. No, no, urban.
Herbalife.
You know, they're from an urban territory.
Yes.
Right. So I think it's in my mind, I'm like, how the fuck has no one named their band Urban Life? Like, this new band got that name, and then I look, it's urban, like, herbs, like urban.
I would imagine so. Yeah,
urban. I thought it was the other one, gang. All right, just me.
This
one is funny, and this one is just like it's. And you know what? This goes really good from the last one, where it's like, well, that's just your opinion. You know, I can't tell you that you shouldn't be able to not like that album, but Swim Team is actually one of our more popular albums. Like, a lot of people really enjoyed that one. We've never been like a reggae band. Yes, we have some reggae influences, and yes, we do have some reggae tracks, but we have a lot of other shit as well. So, like, whenever we get the go back to your reggae roots, I'm always just like, well, like, the first five songs we wrote, there was like no reggae. It was just like a couple little guitar riffs, and we just rapped.
Yeah, I always love it. But somehow in people's mind, the fantasy of early Dirty Heads, I guess you guys were like super rare. I don't remember.
Yeah, you were.
I will say this. Like
Insomnia has no reggae in it at all. That first whatsoever. Album has
zero
reggae. It's straight up hip hop.
Yeah, go listen to which is on that first album. I don't know. Hip Hop Misfits.
They are zero reggae. Yeah. They are constantly accused of needing to go back to their reggae roots.
Check the level. Zero fucking reggae.
Check the reggae.
I can go on for days. But it's funny because I think that a lot of it kind of goes down like this. Like, reggae, yes, has been around for a long time, and there was like, really, if for someone who doesn't listen to reggae, someone from the States, you know, like, it doesn't really, they knew Bob Marley. Like, growing up when we were in high school, right, you knew Bob Marley, and you probably didn't know anyone else. Maybe you would be like, oh, UB40,
of course,
reggae. You know, like, that was what reggae was to 90% of the population out here. Was just like, that's all they know for reggae. Then there was Sublime. And even Sublime gets categorized as a reggae band. They're not a reggae band. They had like punk rock shit. They were reggae rock.
We have issues with the same thing.
Yeah. So, but it's like a lot of people
that
they just recently really started getting into reggae through this California reggae scene of Slightly Stupid. And then, you know, or Sublime and Stupid and then Pepper and then the Dirty Heads and all this stuff. That, it's reggae. It's reggae. You know, we're listening to reggae music. And it's like, ish.
Red, gold, green.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, they just like, you need to be reggae again. It's like, we were never really reggae.
No, I know.
We're in this new form of music where it's like, yes, we are influenced by reggae, but we are not a reggae band. And we've said it a million times. So for this person then to be like, go back to your roots and you're a noob. It's like, well, if you haven't heard us say that we're not a reggae band, then you're the noob.
I got to ask you, when a fan does like ask you about your genre or whatever, like, what do you tell them?
Honestly, I just say, we just write music that we enjoy.
Okay.
Whatever we feel like writing at that time, we just write it. We never sit down and go, let's write this type of song.
Because people ask us, like, you know, what genre are you guys? Yeah. And like,
that's a tough one.
Before, I would say reggae, and then the people be like Bob Marley reggae? No, not even close. So I just switch to I just say alternative.
Yeah, we say
alternative band.
If I don't want to get into it at all, I just say we're an alternative band.
I've heard reggae, Jared rock, say that hip-hop. A lot,
too. He'll be like, we're an alternative band.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bands that's what Sublime was. Scene where it's hard to describe them.
Like, yeah,
exactly. I'm doing really five different things all the time.
You say reggae, and you think of Bob Marley. It's like, well, we're not.
We're not doing the one drop.
Yeah.
You guys are very similar to them, and how the hell do you explain you two?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Michael's Dirty Heads and Catastro, we have the same kind of vibe.
Yep, so it's all there. But here, you know what? And the final thing is, you know, it was sort of a gangster sounding album according to them, and it was very well received in the urban community. All right, bringing it back around the circle.
You got anything more for me?
No, that's it. Well, Luke keeps scrolling down. Is it good, Luke? Well, then we're not going to go check it. Oh. Luke keeps scrolling down like he's got another hitter for us, but it was a 3-star, which is getting that's way too many stars for this segment. It really is. Yeah, so that one's not going to happen. So no, we're good to go, Duddy. We did it. So what we're going to do is go into song 2 and then the sponsors, and then we got Q&A for you guys. But what song do you want to do second for everybody?
Let's go with California Castaway. Let's do it.
All right.
Looking at your reflection from an ocean view, I escape from all the thoughts inside I do. This overwhelmed conscience, no clear state of mind, I get lost inside the world that I design to clear my mind. I don't feel it on no radio, and my surroundings tell me break away. I'm a California castaway. Find your obsession to make you dream about everything you wish that you could see. It's all right there, but nothing's in line. Why do we stand by and wait for us to find what clears our minds? I move on off all the afterglow. I don't feel it on no radio. Am I surrounded? Feel so wrong. I'm crashing this wave into you, but I still feel gone. And I just wanna know why I try. Every breath that I hold in, without you, I'm broken. Vision, a world somewhere I belong.
All right, we are back. We do have one more song we're going to play a little later here from the boys, but before that, we are going to get into some Q&A. These Q&A questions, they do come from our Patreon members, so if you do want a chance to ask us some questions that we'll answer on the show, you can go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. You can sign up there. It is $5 a month, but you do get a lot of fun stuff. We do 4 extra episodes a month over there. We do guitar tutorials for Dirty Head tracks, and you get a chance to ask me and Jake and the bands we have in questions that we will answer right here. And we already have answered a bunch of these questions on our Monday morning show that we do for Patreon. So we've got a few more here. We're going to get into it.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
And the first one is from Justin Palmer. And he wants to know what everyone's favorite Yasod Williams story is. If you don't know who Yasod is, he is the drummer from Pepper. And he's also one of the guys that runs their label, Law.
Yes, which is grateful enough to
Yasod
with our music.
Yasod is the man.
Yes.
You want to tell a story?
Yeah, well, so I guess our story begins. So it was our first time meeting Ye or Yasod. Down in Hermosa Beach to like before we even sign the contract, you know, this is the meet and greet to see how this thing works or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so me and Dustin were super nervous, obviously, because like, you know, Pepper's a band we've listened to.
The band biggest idols forever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, and so we get nervous and like, we're like, all right, well, let's get some fucking drinks. So yeah. I don't know.
We're definitely need a couple of beers to talk to this guy.
We're freaking out and we're like, all right, you know, like Pepper. Last time I saw him on stage, red solo cups everywhere. Those guys were slamming him down. So we're like, mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And so we get to lunch with Yasod and me and I ordered a beer or something like that. And we were looking at the drink menu. It's like kombucha. I'm like, who the fuck would get a kombucha at lunch? You know, like sack up and get a beer. And Dustin's like, yeah, what pussy? who would ever get a kombucha?
Like, kombucha's good and all, but yeah, like, all right, what a fucking pussy. Like, let's get beers at lunch. Get a
beer.
It's like, a real alcohol this content. This is a
big opportunity for us, too. We're going to get a beer and have a good time.
You're trying to look cool.
Exactly.
We're going to have a big beer.
Reward our, you know, drinking. It's Pepper. Like, Pepper will get
us. Pepper's going to get us.
We walked in and they had kombuchas. They're not signing you, right?
Yeah, this is Pepper. I wouldn't get signed, dude. Yeah,
100%. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a tall IPA. What?
Give me a double IPA.
Whatever the fuck it was.
Give me some empty shot glasses. I'm just going to knock them over so it looks like we drank those. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then you saw, I goes, yeah, I'll take the kombucha. felt like such jackasses. In my mind,
I just pictured the record contract. That thing is gone. What a bunch of jerk offs. Like, fuck these stupid kids who wasted my time.
No one will do a show with you guys and you find out it was some kombucha shit.
At a business meeting, too. Any like type of business meeting, you got to kind of feel it out. Like, if they order a beer, then you can order a beer. But if you order a beer first, you look like a jackass.
Yeah, and nobody else orders a beer.
Yeah. If you're the only one orders a beer.
In the afternoon, man.
Exactly.
You're either the coolest dude that they all want to party with or a loser. Beer? Yeah, like, beer's around.
Wow, that guy's a man, like,
yeah, well, I got to drive home, and you guys don't have to drive back to Santa Barbara, but you're...
Yeah.
You can't trust these kids.
Right.
I don't have any, like, crazy Yasod stories. Like you said, he's sober now, and, you know, he's... I don't have any, like... where he did something wild or crazy, but
I'm sure he used to be a fucking
I'm
mess,
sure he did before before we were hanging, but I do love when he was on our podcast. You know, he's from Hawaii, and we just were such assholes. We were like, every like 10 minutes I would like break out some different snack. I had like Hawaiian rolls hidden behind the TV over here. I pulled those out. Like, you hungry, dude? And then I had like under the table, I snaked out. I had chocolate covered macadamia nuts. And then fucking midway through the show, no joke, I had Domino's guy came in with a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh,
just opened it through into the studio.
I'm never coming back here, guys.
And we actually put up all of those old episodes on our YouTube page now. So you can go back and you can watch us do all that to Yasod Williams on... he was like episode 3, 4,
he
five.
He was
very early.
Oh, first one,
maybe episode 2. I don't know. But all right. So
he's a legend.
That's a funny story. That's more of a crazy you guys story, but perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's more of us being jerks. But
So you saw Dustin Hayes. We do love him. And he's the best. Yes. And we owe him anything.
It's great. Right. So, everybody loves him.
And kombucha is great.
He is the best guy I've ever met.
I have come around to kombucha.
You offended Yasod and kombucha. Yeah. So way to go, boys.
Yeah. Mark, who's your Danny Plante says, question for all, what is the biggest challenge you face as a band or musician? I mean, we've gotten asked this one quite a few times, but anything from you guys? Anything that really stands out to you? Like,
I guess like trying to believe in yourself. I mean, like, honestly, like,
that's a great
The downside is extreme.
Yeah, everyone thinks like, oh, it's so much fun. It's like, fuck, dude, I don't know. It's so hard to keep your head above water and like think that you have a chance at it and what you're doing is great.
The
outside
of the competition, it's definitely extreme on your mental health.
Because you can't be cocky.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you can't be a cocky dick, but you like have to have some sort of self-confidence and it's
you gotta believe in yourself. At the same time, you don't believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And you gotta find one.
Well, you know, and it's like there's no guarantees in music.
No.
You know, and you have to fucking really believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And you gotta go all in with it or it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
So sometimes going all in might lead you into your mid 30s or whatever, and the next thing you know, you're like, shit, that didn't really work out.
Yeah.
Now what?
Well, even like, so you know, from my point, like, you know, like writing a bunch of songs and like I came from Boston to California and met these guys. I'm like, hey, like, trust me, this will work. But that's like the gnarliest fucking pressure of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Trust me, Casey, this is going to work out. Yeah. But if it doesn't, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, and this time in particular, it's tough because the holiday season is the fucking worst time to be a musician because you got to look every family member in the eye and say, yep, I'm still playing the drums and I'm in a band. And I want to be a musician, you know?
You obviously have people that believe in you because you guys are good. Like, I, you know, you're to a point where you know you guys are good. You're not sitting at home we suck. But even as good as you, obvious. You guys heard the songs. Yeah. Talent is there. Same with the Dirty Heads, duh. But even at your level, Duddy, and at the biggest level, right, you'll listen to your song. You'll write a new song and you love it. And you in your mind, you're like, everyone's going to love this song. And then the next day you can hear your own song again and go, is anyone gonna like this song? It's like such a fucking
mind.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And you just want people to like your shit.
Yeah.
And you can't control that.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people nowadays. Cause I'm older now and I did the whole tried my hardest, mid-30s, just went, dude, I'm not gonna write a hit right now. And then I went and became a barber and all that. But I tell people now, I'm like, you cannot control if anyone will like any of your songs.
Absolutely.
Write the song.
Yes.
You like it, put it out, and you have fucking zero control.
I totally agree with you on that because you're going to sit on it for hours and worry about what other people think. It's like, no, dude, fuck it. Just like, if you like it, put it out.
Once it's there, you critique your songs and make them best, but just know for the songwriters and stuff, like you have no control.
Yep.
You don't know what song's going to blow up or if it ever will.
Exactly.
So do your fucking best.
You can't write a song be like, oh, this is going to blow up. It just will never work. It'll never work that way.
And how many times do you hear it where the band's all, that was the last song. That was our most hated song.
On the record?
That's what blew us up.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, you know? Yeah, we almost didn't release that one. Yeah. You know, like that's always how it is.
You know?
My favorite song on our records normally is the one that like doesn't really get any attention.
Yeah.
You know, you're just, it's just.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Great totally question though, because you guys probably, there's a bunch of musicians that listen to this, you know, and they're going to be able to go, all right, they're all feeling the same way I do.
Yeah.
One minute you're thinking, hey, I might be pretty good. And the next day you're like, am I even good at all? Like, ugh, that's music.
Yeah.
Enjoy everyone.
Don't quit your day job.
Lose some sleep. Yeah,
enjoy.
Don't quit your day job.
That is music.
Yeah. Do it because you love it and make sure you love the song and put it out.
All right, here we go. This one's from Bruce Strawn, and he says, first or favorite experience with shrooms?
Ooh, first or favorite? One of you guys got to take this first.
I mean, we've talked about this many a times on here as well. We've had this question asked, but like, I used to every year, maybe it was from like 19 to like 24 or 25 for like 5 or 6 years in a row, me and a couple of buddies, we'd go up to Kernville up in the mountains and we would camp and we would just take mushrooms and we would just wander through the mountains.
So fun.
And it was just the best time.
You gotta be like amazing. in the wilderness
with the right people.
Turn your phone off. It's the best time.
It's the best time in the world.
I have a time that I think was probably the best. So this was, group of friends of mine, and we, a buddy of mine lived in a neighborhood that had a park. A park was right in the middle of this neighborhood. So it's nighttime. We all did mushrooms and we walked over to the park. And the park is ours.
Yeah.
You know, you can see this. There's
no one in the park. The park is ours.
At 11 at night. The park is ours, boys.
The park is ours.
Yeah. We're in the park. We roll up. I mean, it's like a sandbox, kids' toys.
Yeah.
And we just, now that I think about it, we probably just laid in cat shit and
Yeah.
We laid in the sandbox, like, you know, whatever, snow angel style.
Seems beautiful at the time.
The park was ours. And we were looking into the sky and we could see all the stars. It was a clear summer night and the mushrooms really worked. So, dude, I mean, they fucking worked, bro. And we were moving the stars. Oh, yeah. I was moving the stars with my eye. I was just like, you know, I could like maneuver.
Different medium.
We were all just laying there going, dude, the fucking star. You know, I have no idea how long we laid in the park. I hope that people were watching
us.
Could
have been 5 minutes. Oh,
for sure. Sure someone was watching you.
I like to think that there was people going, oh my. And they would have heard us too.
Yeah.
Dude, are you? Yeah, we laid in the park for hours, man. It was great.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Anything?
Yeah, you guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I guess I have one. I'd done them a couple times, and then, like Duddy said, through like woods, hiking, like camping, mm-hmm. that was the best way to do it. Turn off the phone, whatever. So when we thought we got all cocky, we thought we were comfortable with them, and then we do it in my buddy's basement. With the parents upstairs.
Oh, no.
So, you know, we're, I think, freshman or sophomore in high school. It's just me and my other buddy, and there's five of us. Just us two do them. I don't know fucking why we did. So all of a sudden, he starts having a bad trip, and we, like, bring him outside, and, you know, this is, like, the worst experience I've ever had. bring him outside, like, try to calm him down, and that he's not calming down. And at this point, I'm like, well, I can't see him. At a bad trip, because then I'll have a bad trip, whatever. So my buddies decide, the high school buddies, you don't know how it is, just puts him upstairs in a room isolated by himself in the dark, which is the worst thing you could ever do for someone on mushrooms. Let's just put him away, like in a jail cell.
Now you're just in your mind.
So he ends up an hour later getting out, going into my buddy's mom's like room.
No,
she was single at the time, wakes her up and goes, I'm tripping on mushrooms, I need help. And luckily my friend's mom, this mom is the coolest. Let us like smoke weed in the basement, whatever. She was the coolest. This is the first time with psychedelics. So wakes her up, says, I am tripping on mushrooms, I need help. And if it was any other mom, it would be like a disaster.
End
the police would be called and like all this shit. So I remember her, she was so cool, calming him down. And so finally he like went to bed or whatever, and she's walking down the stairs. And like I could hear like her footsteps, boom, boom, like echoing. Like, I knew she was coming, and she knew it was me, you know. And I remember she looks over, like I'm sitting on the couch, she looks over me and goes, so how are you feeling? And I was just like, I'm good. And she just starts smiling. And it was just like, she was like super pretty too. She was like the hottest mom ever. And I was just like, I love you. Like, thank you so much for not telling my parents.
How like, are you feeling? Horny.
Yeah. I love you so much.
Yeah. That could have been the worst thing ever.
Hysterical, but the worst thing is, don't put your friend in an isolated room in the dark if he's on mushrooms. That's the bottom line of the story.
Oh, Jesus. And other thing, if you have a super hot mom who's single, don't put your friends upstairs near your hot single mom.
Yeah, she was my dream for a long time.
All right, what we got? Like, we got like one more, and then we're going to jump out of here into another track by Sideways. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. This last one comes from the Shroomstress, and she says, Sideways, I love your version of Let's Get Stoned on the house that Bradley built. How cool was it working on that project?
It was super cool. I mean, before I knew what the project was, the GM of Law Records, Paul, who put it all together, he asked us to do a Sublime cover, and I had no idea what it was for. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then me and my guitar player, Jeremy, we just kind of busted it out together and with our producers. And pick Let's Go Get Stoned, because I thought it was just, I always loved that song.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a Santa Rhea or what I got. And like,
one everyone would expect you
exactly,
to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was super cool. And then eventually they're like, yeah, we're putting this on this whole record. And I was like, oh, wow. I had no idea. I was like, I wish I tried a little harder on it, but.
No, it sounds great though. Yeah. It came out awesome.
His girlfriend bought the vinyl. So she supported the cause.
Nice.
We didn't get anything for free.
Yeah.
We own it.
And now we hang it on our wall.
That's awesome.
Yeah, super cool. But yeah, go support that record. It's really cool. There's so many bands on it, and it's pretty rad.
Yep. Get that record, support that. Support these guys sideways. Spring, possibly summer with Dirty Heads. It's in the talks.
It's summer with Dirty Heads for sure.
Album coming out and no name on the album yet. This is all
actually
coming.
We went self-titled our first record. We just couldn't think of a name, so we're gonna self-titled. First record with Law Records, and it's killer. And we have production from Dave from the Dirty Heads.
Features we're stoked about.
We have G Loves on it. We have Kaleo. Bunch of good people on it.
Yeah,
so,
sweet.
Yes.
And it's some of our best work. Some of our best work for sure. And we're really excited about it. So
fuck, I'm excited about
it. Stoked.
And I'm excited about this too. What's this next song you guys are gonna play before we get out of here?
Take flight is one we have left.
That is right.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys.
This is the most common. Sweet sample.
Yes. That is it.
Oops, I just kicked over the heater, so this place will burn down momentarily.
But before that,
take flight. And thank you guys so much.
Hey, thank you guys for having us again.
The hat trick, boys. And we'll have you back anytime, of course.
No, we had such a good time. Thank you guys.
So much fun.
Right on. Let's get into it. Take flight. Enjoy.
Ticking clocks, they don't keep me sane. When I'm with you, now I feel no pain. Backseat hanging in a beach lot, tied down like I'm in a love knot. Moonlight shining down from above, and tell me how did I get your love. My feelings deep, speaking off the top, keep falling like a heavy raindrop. So let me tell you everything. You love the vibe I bring. Holding on, we can keep this tight. And I'm feeling right, yeah. You don't even need to ask for more. Never feeling like I'm far offshore. Holding on, we can keep this tight. And we taking flight. Get this love off my chest. Acting different, always knew you were much better than the rest. Make a wish, be my guest. You're the drug inside my head. It's not difficult to realize I'll help you kill the stress, say. The sun will keep on shining day after day. Just like your eyes and never look away. From the horizon, all alone up on an island. Put our love on autopilot. We never stop smiling. So let me tell you everything. You love the vibe I bring. Holding on, we can keep this tight. And I'm feeling right, yeah. You don't even need to ask for more. Never feeling like I'm far offshore. Holding on, we can keep this tight. We taking flight.
Well, hello there. This is Brad Steiner.
This is Barry Corder.
And after you check out the latest episode of the What Podcast, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including
Rootsland. It's an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica.
Or Kyle Meredith With, where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands, hosted by our guy, Kyle Meredith. New episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.